This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress note. Catherine Bates, B-E-T-Z. Catherine, K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-A. It's actually Katharina Bates. Katharina. Date was June 13, 2022. Place was a private residence at Roxbury Court. In paragraph two's complaint, Mrs. Bates was seen regarding severe osteoarthritis of the knees period. She was seen on June 13th period. She had pain chronically, and about a year ago she had injections in her knee, which helped, period. She denies other major medical symptoms, period. She does have edema, but that's stable on Lasix 20 milligrams daily. And there's not much pitting of the edema, period. She does apply diclofenac gel to the knees, period. She is on Eliquis, but does not recall why, and I do not have sufficient data. She has thickening of the knees, period. New paragraph, review of system is negative for any cardiac symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, dysuria, or other major complaints, period. She occasionally gets back pain, but that's not as prominent as the knee pain, period. The knee pain is hindering her from walking far, and it's worse with pivoting. She can stand and get to her walker, but then she has a hard time pivoting because of pain, period. The latest renal function is not bad, with the creatinine of 0.8 and an estimated GFR of 64, period. Two paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Head and neck was unremarkable. Well, mucosa normal. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal. S1 is 2. No gallop. No murmur. Abdomen is soft and not tender. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. She has thickening of the knees, and she has decreased left shoulder range of motion, period. She does not have any acute joint inflammation or fusion. New paragraph, assessment of plan one. She has severe osteoarthritis of the knees, and I'll continue the diclofenac gel, period. She received an injection of Kenalog 1 centimeter with lidocaine 1 centimeter in both knees, and she tolerated this fairly well, period. This is done under aseptic technique, period. In paragraph two, I do see records that indicate she had multiple pulmonary emboli, and that's maybe why she's on the Eliquis, period. I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. She has a history of hypertension. It is currently stable without any antihypertensives, period. She has edema, and I'll continue the Lasix 20 milligrams daily, and Eliquis, and potassium 10 milliequivalents daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Welcome to the Land Duck Administration. A family of